This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. What a beautiful Thursday it is today. So we're going to celebrate, uplift, and educate about everything amazing and wonderful in Douglas County. And as usual, I have Alan Painter in here with me.
Here again after our absence, and I apologize for our absence last week.
That was my fault. We had
a little bit of an emergency. A health scare.
I felt horrible.
Oh.
I'm just going to say, I felt horrible, and it was getting worse by the hour, so I finally had to call it, unfortunately. But
yeah, and I don't know how to run the button, so. Yeah.
We keep talking about that.
I don't think I could do it without you anyway, Shannon.
You're a good button presser.
You're like my rock, so I don't know if I can do it without you.
Oh, you're sweet.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just, who am I going to make fun of if I'm here by myself?
who's going to be the butt of all your jokes?
Yeah, you're my whipping girl.
That's what I'm here for. I'm glad to do it. It's okay. And some of those jokes make me laugh, so I'm fine with it. But we did miss out, and you were looking forward to it because
I was.
We had some special guests that we were really excited about last week.
Right.
But we were able to make it work for this week, so yay!
Yeah, so they didn't have anything better to do, so we conned them into coming back. So,
well, they actually made some, I'm just going to say, some concessions to actually be here today. So
well, the way these
I'm
kids are busy, I was glad. But here we are. We're standing at the threshold of August, the big county fair will be right around the corner. You know, the social event of the year or that, and go to the dump.
The social event of the year, it might be tonight. Yo, Sutherland's got Diamond Rio coming.
Yeah.
And that is going to be crazy.
That's going to be crazy, shoving all those people. I heard they were shutting down Central near about 3 o'clock. So that's going to be chaos out there.
I mean, really, you have one straight street that runs through your town, and you're going to have thousands come in. I mean, yeah. it's gonna be epic, I think.
I don't know where they're gonna stack everybody.
I don't know. I really want to go, but I don't want to walk 40 miles.
Yeah, I'm too lazy. Exactly. I think I got a CD somewhere. I'll go home, pretend. I'll go sit on the deck, play music, and drink a beer.
But I'm really excited for it. I think that's awesome. That's a good group.
Absolutely. Especially for us when we were growing up. They were it, you know.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited for Sutherland.
You're so nice. You get excited for other people. I'm kind of selfish. It's like,
I do get excited for
Yeah, you do. Don't cry.
And I really am excited.
No,
I think
don't
they're
cry.
Pulling off some pretty cool stuff. And,
it is.
You know,
they have.
The throwdown and the barbecue thing, even though that's hotter than Hades up there that day. Holy enchilada. And, but this, I mean, what a beautiful day. The weather is perfect. It's going to be awesome.
It's about a 9.93 for a concert in the park.
Yeah, with Waylani ice.
Yeah, and warm enough to have a beer and eat some barbecue and
good stuff.
Absolutely. So Shannon's back. She's healed up, and we're here kind of a kick off the fair kind of deal, and our guest's going to lead us, be kind of the grand marshal of ushering in our 2023 county fair.
Well, you know, one of the things is, I mean, I know you went to the Lamb show.
I did.
But I was away, but I didn't really get to hear a ton about it. I think we kind of dropped the ball on that. So the show got reached out to and said, hey, these kids need to share their story. And that's the truth. We're like, yeah, man, we're all behind agriculture and our kids and farming and ranching and all that. So we're like, absolutely, we're going to have these.
Well, 4-H and FFA, you know, I can say honestly, it changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm where I am today because of it in business, and I met my wife through it. My brother met his wife, you know, so it is vital that, we encourage kids to get involved and it's such a good group. That's what's nice. You know, your peers are such good kids and they're hardworking. So we want to kind of accomplish or recognize them for their accomplishments and give a shout out and maybe kick open the door for those kids that are not involved to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just such a wonderful organization, both of them, FFA and 4-H. So
yep.
I'm ready to
let her rip.
Let's chat with these ladies.
All right, let's get her done.
So
that means, Alan, shut up and let me
know. No, it doesn't. So, well, I mean, you were at the Lamb Show, so I'm
going to. I was at the Lamb Show. I love going.
You go every year.
I go to Lamb Show, and, of course, we're at the fair. We go to the auction at the fair, and
we have our Wall of Fame at the office where the kids bring in their letters and their pictures and all of that, and we post them up for the whole time. And
yep. So I encourage everybody to kind of get involved and support these kids by showing up and bidding up their animals. So
absolutely.
Anyway, so who do we got?
So with us today, first, welcome, ladies. We have Talon Hatfield and Addie Cross. So this is both their first time on the radio. So they're going to be brave, and we're going to talk to them for a little bit.
Yeah, they'll probably be better out than I am anyway. So
welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Oh, look at that. That was harmony.
That was in sync.
That was good.
So what I kind of want to do is I want to ask a few questions. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it one at a time because I want people to know who we're talking to and stuff like that. So a little different here. So, Talon, I'm going to ask you some questions first, if that's okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So are you with FFA or 4-H?
I'm in 4-H.
And what 4-H group are you with?
Rebel Ranchers.
Rebel Ranchers.
Rebel Ranchers.
That rowdy. Sounds, bunch sounds, of rowdy kids, huh?
That sounds, yeah.
That sounds fun. And so how long have you been involved with 4-H?
So this was my 7th year taking a Market Lamb to Lamb show.
A Market Lamb to Lamb show.
Yep.
Because there's different kinds, right?
Oh, Lord. You're already confused, Shannon.
Well,
yes.
This was my 7th year taking a Market Lamb to Lamb show, and then I've been taking sheep to the county fair for 3 or 4 years now.
Oh, see, there's all the, this is, I was honest with the gals. I'm like, I don't know a lot about sheep, so.
Well, you bang, you came right out of the gate and showed what little you know, so.
And thank you.
All right, that's all right. Ignorance is wonderful. You can only go up from there. So
she's been doing it for a while, and I know this takes time and effort, and so what was your sheep, what was your sheep's name?
His name was Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy?
Yes.
How did that name come about?
So some of our friends, Zerbax, they have a son named Easton. He's 11, and he decided on the name because I couldn't think of a name. And so I was like, what should his name be? And he goes, Laffy Taffy. And I said, okay, that's what his name is.
That'll work.
That works.
So do you have your own herd, or do you buy your lambs, or?
So I usually buy them from breeders kind of all over. Yeah. So.
And, but do you have your own ewes, or is it kind of like you buy one for the lamb show and that's it?
I buy sheep for the lamb show. And then I also have some ewes that I take to jackpot shows that I get from, Zerback Club Lambs.
Too
Shout
cool.
out for the Zerbacks there.
You yeah. know, and that's kind of neat though. It's like with these other, jackpots and things like that, it helps you stay active and keep involved and not just be, oh, lamb show, it's over. So it's really kind of cool to keep kids involved. So jackpots, do you make money?
If you do good, then you can get like payouts, but
all right,
it sounds like it's a really good experience and helps them grow with their showing and all of that good stuff too. Not all about the money, Alan Payne.
You know, it's a jackpot.
He's like, jackpot, show me the money.
What do you get?
It's called jackpot. So tell us, how did you do with Laffy Taffy at the Lamb Show?
So he won his class and then went on to be Grand Champion Market Lamb.
Oh.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
So now you can buy a new house.
Not quite, but.
So that is awesome. So we are in the presence of royalty. Yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, that had to be a nice buckle.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, she's like, really I'll be cool. wearing it at the fair. No. So, a question. I know I've had kids in 4-H, and Alan's had kids in 4-H, and some of the kids save their money up for, you know, the big purchase of a car. So, what do you use your money for, or do you have goals that you set for that?
So usually I spend some of my money on my sheep for next year, and mm-hmm. then I'm also saving up for college, so.
Oh, come on. Now, come on. Now give us the real answer. Did you get anything, like, fun?
No, I actually don't really like spending my money. I like to save it so I can get...
What a girl. She, man, she makes me look bad.
That's awesome. But, that's, I mean, awesome. You know, to put it back into your stock or, you know, your next purchase, I mean, that's super smart, and kudos to you. So who bought your... I want to give a shout out to whoever bought your lamb this year.
Andy and Shirley Kahn bought my sheep.
Good people.
Darn good people.
Yeah. So, well, it sounds like you surround yourself with some pretty stellar folks, and you get your... lambs from all over, and local and out of state. So, I mean, you're in it to win it.
Yeah, I love showing, jackpotting. Like, I love going all over Oregon and going to shows. So it's a lot of fun.
So what's the time commitment from when you pick out your lamb to when you sell at lamb show?
So usually I get my sheep in like February or April. And then February, March, April, around there. And then I have it until June. But with my ewe lambs, I'll have them until usually like August, so I can show them at fair. And then I usually spend like, oh, I don't even know. I spend hours every week. You know, sometimes I'll spend hours every night doing stuff like working their leg hair, exercising them, and working with them on showmanship. So.
See, that's what I like to hear. I like to hear that involved for the project and not just for the money. You know, so that's really awesome. So have you ever had a grand champion or reserve before?
So last year I was grand champion showman, and then the year before that I had the reserve champion market lamb.
Too cool. So obviously you work hard on it all the time.
Yeah, it's. I don't play sports anymore, so it's kind of my thing that I like to do. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And so you did mention, even though we're not sure, like saving your money for college. Where do you see yourself going, or what do you want to do for a career down the road?
I don't really have like a set in stone plan yet, but I think I want to do something like with ultrasound, maybe. I don't really know exactly yet.
You don't have to know yet. You got time.
We're not going to force you. We're not going to force you.
But that's exciting, since you were saying that you were saving some of it for college and reinvesting some of it. I was just curious if you kind of had, do you see yourself staying with ag as either a lifestyle or a career in the future?
Yeah, probably. I love doing it, so I'm sure I'll stick with it.
It's just amazing how many kids come back and are leaders later in life or volunteers with the program, because it really does... I mean, if you're in it and you spend all that time and you see what you get out of it, which is far even more than just the dollars, then a lot of times people come back and give back. So, well, that is amazing, Talon. It's actually about time for a break. So we're going to take a break, and Addie, you're going to be up when we come back from the break. So
settle up, girl. You're next.
More with these young ladies from 4-H in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hi, welcome back. This is Shannon, and we're back with your Q, and we got the gals of 4-H here with us today.
Yeah, so. the kind of like the all-stars of 4-H from the sound of it.
I know, like superstars.
Yeah.
So we have Talon Hatfield and Addie Cross in the studio with us today, telling us a little bit. We're kind of backtracking to the lamb show just a little bit. And then we're going to talk a little bit about fair, too.
Yep, so. Looking back and looking forward to all the same rap.
Wow, all in the same. So, Addie, welcome.
Hi.
What's up, Addie?
Again, both our first times on the radio here. So, Addie, I'm going to ask you a couple of the same questions, and then we know we're going a little different route here with you. So, what school do you go to?
I go to Sutherland High School.
And how old are you?
I'm 14.
14.
So are you going to be going or are you a
freshman? I'm going to be going. I'm going to be a freshman.
Ooh.
Going to be a freshman.
Oh, that's a little scary.
And are you with FFA or 4-H?
4-H.
And what group are you with?
Tai Mountain.
Tai Mountain. That one's a new one to me. Sorry. Again, I'm probably showing what I don't know.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm all, you know, swine. We're making bacons and kind of things like that. You know, I don't know. So
that says it all.
I thought I already said it earlier. When I didn't know something. So, Addie, who are your parents?
Rob Cross and Farrah Cross.
Rob and Farrah Cross. And how long have you been showing sheep?
I've been raising market sheep for 5 years now, but I've been showing sheep for 7 years. I did 2 years of bummer lambs before market.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, now here I go again. I'm asking Lord. The questions that maybe other people don't know. Maybe that's what I'm doing.
There's probably, if you don't know, I'm sure there's other people that don't know. But go ahead, Shannon. It's either going to be a good question or you're going to look stupid.
So. All right, let's do it. So what class were you in? Isn't there like different classes? No?
There's numbered classes, but like they're all the sheep are together.
All the same. So everybody's showing against everybody.
Yes.
So how did you end up doing in that?
My market lamb got first place in market class, and I was champion intermediate showman and champion overall showman.
See, okay, that intermediate part. That's the what
showman
I was thinking.
The showman part. On the show side.
That's what I just didn't ask it right.
City girl.
I'm not.
I know you're not.
I'm really not, but I am
ignorant.
Sheep stupid. I'm going to call myself that.
So that's pretty awesome.
So you got a big old buckle too.
I got two buckles.
Whoa. See, wow. We are among royalty in here right now.
Exactly. Seeing these buckles are like hubcaps. I don't know how your girls can wear them. They're huge. Oh, she's got one on.
I do.
Oh, that is
Which
cool.
one's that one?
It's my overall buckle.
Oh, yeah, of course. Size of That's what I would have worn, too.
Hubcap. These things are huge.
It's bragging rights.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's why you see them. They're all polished up and sticking out there. You'd be wearing them all over the fair, won't you? Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question then, and again, you know, here we go. So how many people were in the final showdown?
For intermediates, there was about 15 of us. That's and the overall, which was the 4-H division, so novice, junior, intermediate, and senior, there was the champions in reserve from each one, so there was 8 of us in total.
And we have the winner chicken dinner.
Winner chicken dinner. Yes. The big enchilada.
Yeah.
So.
Did you like bump other lambs? And no. You don't look like
no.
a cheater. You don't look like a cheater. I'd have cheated, but. You know,
that's true. He would have. I'm here to vouch for that, probably. So, it's just amazing. So I have a. Did either of you guys do the costume contest? I have seen
that's
that.
For little
I
kids.
Have not done it since I started raising a market lamb, but I did do it the 2 years I raised bummers.
And what can I ask? What your costume was?
My first costume was Doc McStuffins and Lammy.
Oh, brother!
Because that was like my favorite show. And then my second costume was the little girl from Despicable Me and Fluffy Unicorn.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. I have seen that a couple times. The costume show.
Yeah, it's so fun. And you know, Bummer Lamb. I mean, that's a lot of work. I mean, what a great way to kind of get introduced into raising your own sheep. Because if you can raise bummer lambs, that's kind of like starting off on the hard spot. You can do anything. I mean, waking up in the middle of the night. Of course, I'm sure mom and dad got a little bit of help. You ain't waking up in the school night at 3 in the morning.
She looks like she does. She kind of eye-rolled about the help there.
The two bummer lambs that I had when I did the costume contest, they were already, like, raised where they were bigger. Mm-hmm. And so I just had to feed them grain like normal.
Oh, good.
But I did raise a bummer lamb this year from my own flock. And I'm actually taking her to fair.
Too cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Too cool. Yeah.
Well, I want to ask a little bit about fair, but first Addie, I didn't get asked Talon this, and so Talon, I want you to chime in too. Being with you guys have had years now, both of you, between the two of you with 4-H, so I want each of you to kind of speak to me like what you've gotten out of 4-H, and maybe there's a kid listening or a parent or a grandparent and they're thinking, I want my youngster involved in this.
Yeah, and
you guys are the perfect
and
poster
people
child.
Are listening. Please pay attention to this part because this is what the true blessing is right here.
Yeah, so we want to hear it from you. Why should somebody be involved and what have you gotten out of it?
I've learned a lot of life lessons. Like, you have to get up every morning early, feed them, because they're on like a 12-hour regimen. Like, they need to be fed somewhere around that time, like 12 hours in between morning and night feedings. You have the responsibility to work them, take care of them. And sometimes it might not be like what you want to do, but it's always, you need to do it. And it's an opportunity that not all get. And I think it just shows how hard you work. If you take the time and put the effort into it, it really pays out.
Very good.
Oh my gosh. That was amazing. Okay, Talon, I'm not, she almost got me to cry, but because right. That was a very impressive answer. Talon, same thing. You're a little bit older. You've had some years in it. So tell us your experience, what you've gotten out of it.
Yeah, besides money, this last year. You did good there, but.
Yeah, I would say Addie explained it pretty well. You do have, it's like a big time commitment. You know, you got to be willing to put in the time, and the more time you put in, the better you're going to be. So, you know, if you're, it's kind of a learning experience, kind of learn as you go along. You meet a lot of cool people, you know, make a lot of friends, good connections. And it's really cool to see the, you know, support from the community at these events and stuff. So, yeah.
So did you two know each other prior to this? I mean, have you guys jackpotted or anything like that?
Yeah, so we actually do both jackpot, so we've known each other for a couple of years now.
See, that to me is the real blessing, is the peer group, that these aren't kids that are putting pressure on you to do the bad things in life. You know, they're helping you to do the good things. And so, like I said, I can't stress enough the blessings I've gotten out of it. So I want, you know, and if mm-hmm. you've got a kid that just sits around and play video games, get them plugged into 4-H or FFA, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing. You can hear, I mean, these kids are so much more mature than typical kids of their age group and understand the unselfishness of taking care of an animal. So anyway, it's pretty awesome to hear your story. So what's next?
Yeah, let's talk fair a little bit.
Yes.
So you taking anything to fair, Talon?
Yeah, I'm taking a breeding ewe and then also a breeding gilt.
And how about you, Addie?
I am taking 4 breeding ewes and a market wether that I will not be selling, but you can show them.
She's like, all let's right. make that clear right now. I will not be selling it.
Yeah. So Shan, I know you know pigs, but for our
I don't.
For,
no,
for our
don't.
Listeners, what's a gilt?
A gilt is a girl pig.
Girl pig.
And they hasn't had babies yet.
So that's pretty cool. So you're taking different livestock. So are you going to be going for the round robin showman champions? Yeah,
we'll see.
She's gonna make a run at it. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to. I haven't yet, but
well, that's a lot of work. So for those listening, so the round robin is what, for those listening out there?
You show the 5 livestock species, which is hogs, steers, sheep, goats. Maybe you show both goats, dairy and meat. You show dairy and meat goats, which is, and then you show horses.
Holy smokes, goats.
That should be goats. That should be a big old buckle.
It is. That's cool. That's an honor.
That should be like a big old rim, like the size of a tire rim buckle.
Yeah.
Like,
and so you're giving up your whole fair with all those sheep. Are you just doing nothing but show? I mean, holy smokes, what are you gonna eat?
Monday, we kind of have like a free day. We move animals in. We get them settled. Tuesday, sheep do not show, but I am showing a goat for somebody else to help them out because they have 2 goats in the same class. And then Wednesday, Thursday, the sheep show. And then Friday, you have a break. And Saturday, you have a break.
So Friday and Saturday, you do get some play time. So yeah. You can actually go out and eat some Italian sausages with pastrami. You know, it's like
the curly fries are my favorite.
Oh, shame on you. You got to go Italian sausage with pastrami on it.
We're going to have to reel him back in. Once you get talking Italian sausage, we lose him for good.
I'll tell you what, you've never had anything like that in your life. I'll see you
there. He loves fair food.
First one's on me.
Yeah. So we actually have a booth at the fair. We're in the air conditioning building because Alan's nice to us that way. But we always get in the air conditioning.
Yeah,
so you're going to have to come by and we'll have to come check out your animals while we're there.
I'm there to eat.
I know you are because you leave me all the time and say, I'll be back. I'm getting sausage. So another question. I'm learning about the sheep situation. So I know with pigs, they have to be between a certain weight. How about the sheep?
The sheep do not.
They have to be at least 100 pounds, though.
Oh, yeah, at least 100 pounds.
So they have a minimum weight requirement, but you don't max out.
No top weight anymore.
I think that next year they're going to add a max weight. So I think it's 160 is going to be the max.
Yeah.
Because that is tricky in pig world to try to be like putting it on, eat that watermelon, go piggy go or whatever. And then you're like, okay, walk the pig.
Yeah, get it off.
It's kind of nuts. So, well, we look forward to stopping by and seeing your booth. So if somebody comes to the fair and to check out your animals, what's your decorations look like for each of your 4-H groups?
My 4-H group, we have green, blue, white, and black bandanas on, like, twine hanging across the pens, and then we have like a big sign and our stall cards, and I think one other thing, I'm not sure though.
And then we have just like some tin in the back of the pens with the sign that says Rebel Ranchers on it, and then we've got like flowers and stuff around. So
you're gonna have be in the pig barn and the sheep barn, and you're gonna be spending your week with all those darn sheep, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
So well, yeah. And so if you are at the fair, I'd encourage everyone to, you know, talk to the kids. If you've got kids there, let them interact. The kids there with their project are more than happy to share. So please ask them questions and expose your kids, because these kids are absolutely a blessing and they're our future, truly.
Well, and they obviously know their business because they've taught us a lot. Taught me a lot, I should say. Alan knows this. I don't. And just an impressive duo here.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. This gives you faith in the future.
Would it surprise you one day that, you know, one of these young ladies is the governor of Oregon or
that would be great.
These are the type of young people that will be excelling. So, you know, we've got some good conservative president material here.
Hey, yeah, let's do that. Let's get some sheep at
Madam
the White
President.
House.
You bring the sheep to the White House.
There you go. Well, thank you, too. We are super proud for what you did and
Amen.
Glad that you got to come on and share your little bit of your stories, and wish you the best of luck at fair coming up in 2 weeks.
And we'll see you at the Italian sausage booth with pastrami on.
Yeah, you come in the AC. We all heard it here on air. Alan's buying your first one. So
absolutely.
Come find us and get your Italian sausage. All right, everybody, we're going to be back with more of your cue after this break here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome back.
I'm coming.
We're sitting
almost
here.
Mister.
We're sitting here chatting with the girls still. I mean, we should have just kept them on the air. That was really fun. And I learned quite a bit because I had a lot to learn.
And I'm disappointed.
Why?
I didn't get to embarrass him one time.
I know. You poor guy, you scared him to death that he was going to try to say something, but you didn't. And
well, you know,
they did great for their first time on the radio. That was awesome.
They did awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they spoke right up. I was like, what's kind of, darn it, I missed my opportunity. You know, I have three daughters. That's the best part of having girls is embarrassing the heck out of them.
Well, I will say it was really fun because then Addie was like, I'm going to take you up on that Italian sausage, and I sure hope she does, because
absolutely,
I really want to take some time out and go see their critters while we're there. So.
Yeah. Well, it is fun, and I do encourage anybody to go down and talk to these kids. And, you know, it is really neat to see the interaction between kids learning from kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, even if you don't have land or, you know, talk to them. There's always opportunities. And a lot of times, you know, it's like when I was younger in 4-H, good buddy of mine lived right in Green. You know, he didn't have it. Well, he kept his pig at my house. So,
right.
You know, there may be opportunities, and there's a ton more in 4-H. I mean, there's cooking, art, there's a whole host of things.
Yeah, photography, sewing, and place setting. I mean, there's so many things that no matter where you live, you can still be involved with 4-H.
Absolutely, and it's like I know.
Or FFA.
I'll give a shout out. Mary Beth is listening out there, but my niece, I mean, she's a sheep showing fool. But she also has rabbits. She also shows chickens. So if you've got a little spot, you know, I mean, most city ordinances even allow a chicken. I mean, you could raise some chickens. Some of those things are really cool looking. But, you know, it just to get exposed.
Chickens crack me up.
Oh, my gosh. Some of those things are freaky looking. I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't know what the
those
heck
are my
good
favorite.
They are. What?
Like a chicken that looks like a freaking nature with bad hair on a Monday morning. Like, I love those ones. The crazy hairs are like,
oh, absolutely. But it's like, who could eat one? I mean, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what they're good for. But, you know, so there is so much opportunity. And, you know, I can't underestimate the importance of it, you know, that I saw in my life personally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd have to say, number one, the Lord, and then agriculture, 4-H, and FFA. Those are things that saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so reach out, and especially we got fair around the corner. You know, you can't spend all that time eating, even though I try. So take a walk and really see what fair is about, because, you know, I think we've gotten away from that a little bit at our fair. What's important, and it's community, and it's kids. So,
absolutely.
I mean,
you know, and there's always kids on stall duty. That's part of it. They have to keep the aisles clean. They have to keep the pens clean so that the animals are well taken care of all week. So there's usually always somebody from every club that should be in their stall, you know, the club stall where they put everything. And it's like, go up and ask them questions. Or if you really, this is, you know, same thing kind of with pageant. When I talk to people about that, it's like the way these young ladies learn so much through being involved with it and are excellent at job interviews or showing up and being responsible for a job. And, you know, this is what you get with 4-H and FFA kids. It's like, they know there's a job to be done. They know somebody is expecting and counting on them to do their job. And they're excellent employees. And it's just, it's tomorrow's future.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? Because it's like they understand, especially when you're a livestock project, that if you don't do your job, an animal dies. It's not, you know, so it's reality. And so when those kids get out in the world, they understand responsibility. And I hope we can highlight more and more of them, because I think they're kind of the heart and soul of the Q.
Well, and the fair would not be the fair for me without it, honestly. Because the carnival part, great and fine, you know, when you're a kiddo or whatever, but that don't impress me much anymore. So it's like I've always been about the animals and go through every barn and the photography and all of that and appreciate that. So
yeah, and I hope we start remembering that, because I like I mentioned before, I think we've, you know, maybe lost touch a little bit about fair. I understand that you know, revenues have to be raised and things like that, but you know, I miss seeing the Glide Fire Department and Curly Fries and the Christian, the church's booth down there. And, you know, I'd like to see it dialed back on the commercialism. I know we have to make money, that it has to, you know, be self-sufficient. But I think there's a balance that we can find. And, you know, putting an emphasis on kids and livestock and community and just celebrating our community. I think that's what fairs was supposed to be about, what we need to get back to, you know.
Yeah.
Although I don't mind, you know, focus on Italian sausages with pastrami, but, you know.
Well, I think that's the whole reason we have a booth there.
Yeah. I have no other reason to be there.
I mean, we are an insurance group, and we do talk about insurance with people, but...
Well, I can talk to people out by the sausage booth, exactly. And I do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm spreading the word. So, anyway, but... I'm looking forward to fair this year. You know, it's good that we continue to have family there. I love watching the kids show, and I just love walking through the barns. I've learned so much, you know. I don't know nothing about horses, but you go and talk to them, you learn about it. So.
Well, that's what we have Brett for in the office.
Yeah.
We get to learn about horses and see all the stuff that people buy. You got to have the little ear things that match the pad, that match the... stirrups and the jackets and
I don't know who these mail order horse business. I think Brett keeps them in business.
Yeah, she's got lots of boxes coming in. Yeah,
Lord,
y'all, so, it's a lot. Anyway, but to see the commitment from these young ladies, and I don't know either of these young ladies. This is the first time I met them today when they came in here. So
me too.
It's like to hear their story for the first time, along with everybody else, to see the effort. And like she said, sometimes you don't want to get up, Addie said, you know, you don't want to go deal with that critter, but you have to, and you know you have to, and you show up for it.
Yep.
And that's pretty awesome, because sometimes you can't even get a kid off the couch, off their game, off their whatever, and off of YouTube or...
Yeah.
So these kids are out there...
Doing it.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Learning, you know, true responsibility where something else depends upon them for their food and water and everything. So
and they're learning the value of hard work. Yes, you know, they all get money. They always raise, but you know, every one of those kids, it doesn't matter if you're first or last, learning, you know, about hard work and earning an income. But you know, the difference between some of these kids' animals is so small. That just be that little effort you've taken to walk your lamb up a hill or something, you know, to give it more muscle. I mean, so it really shows them that you make effort, you get rewarded for effort. And also it teaches them that sometimes you might be the best and you don't win, which I think is the most important lesson.
Yeah, there's always somebody else can have their day.
Yeah, and having kids in pageant world, which, ew, I hate pageants, you know that. But I guess I could have left that out. But no, I can't. It's kind of like ingrained in me. Pageants, ugh. But you know.
But you have seen the difference it makes.
It's life-changing.
Yeah.
Absolutely life-changing. And, you know, and having kids involved in 4-H, seeing the difference in those kids and what it does for them, and it showing them that, you know, sometimes you just don't win. Sometimes it's just someone's opinion. You don't have to take it personal. You just got to try a little harder and accept, hey, today was not my day.
But those girls both had their days, because they came away with some big old buckles.
Well, so. I tell you what, and then
hot dog.
They did at that. It was pretty cool. I don't know how we drew these two winners, you know, but we had a pretty good draw today.
I know. And thank you, Miss Corey. So Corey McCurdy's the one that's like, you need to have these girls on. And I'm like, yep, you're right. We do.
Yep.
So thank you for that, Corey. We appreciate you connecting us with the families so we could have them on. And I have to say, Umpqua Survival is so great to sponsor this segment. And we didn't have our small business buzz today, but that's just because life sometimes does happen for people.
We got buzzed.
And sometimes business is booming. And so, but we still just want to say thank you so much to Umpqua Survival, who does sponsor the local business buzz each week. And we will have Carlos, the big guy, back here with us for the first Thursday of August. It's already going to be in August.
And we've got a lot of things happening on the firearm front, so it'll be good to talk to them.
Yeah, but we've got more to talk about here after a quick break, so we'll be back with more of what's supposed to be the local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a few moments.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your cue, and I'm still Shannon. He's still Alan.
Still hanging.
So next week, along with Carlos, just want to tell everybody, we have Katie Starkle with Wander Winston coming back. She pops in every once in a while because, honestly, Winston is buzzing with things to do, and they're bringing back Oktoberfest for one more time, but with some twists and spins, so she's going to be on here to tell us about that, some changes and some updates. Like we said, we'll have the big guy from Umpqua Survival on, going to tell us about more in-depth of the latest and greatest information on their cool event they're having August 5th, which is the Suppressor Range Takeover.
Get signed up. That's going to be awesome.
So I'm like, I think you just show up that day and pay and you get to do it. So you can come anytime during those hours. But he's going to tell us all about it next week. So that sounds really good. Actually, it doesn't sound good because it's silence. Wah, wah. But anyway. I crack my own self up.
I'm glad
really
one of
bad.
Us is amused.
Tomorrow night is Food Truck Friday. I still want to get in on that sometime. Up at Waylani Shaved Ice, where they have a bunch of food truck vendors, and they do it out of the parking lot, so you can go to one place, one location, and get tons of different food.
It's really cool. They're getting good turnout for that.
They are getting good. And also, you know, a lot of those vendors are going to be at the concert tonight. So
yep.
That'll be cool. This weekend, we also have the town of Glide is having a citywide garage sale.
And this is cool, folks. If you've never been up there, get up there.
Imagine.
It's kind of neat because everyone's having their garage sales in one weekend. So a lot of cool stuff to
find.
You're
like compact in there, and you just go from little place to place. So if you're a garage saler, that's where you need to be this weekend.
Garage sale nirvana.
And Myrtle Creek, gosh, we're Sutherland, Glide, we're all over the place this week. Myrtle Creek Summer Festival actually started today at 4 o'clock. I think they did their opening ceremonies or something. So that's running through the weekend, and they have car shows and rock crawling and all kinds of
rock
different
crawling.
Events.
Ouch, that would hurt.
Yeah, well, it would hurt your vehicle, too.
Oh, so I don't want to crawl on no dang rocks.
No, not with your new vehicle. And also, I just want to make sure that we do this. We want to say congratulations to our weekly winner, which is Billy Beeson, I believe is the last name. So we'll be calling you, letting you
good,
know.
Good to hear a gentleman win. Get the
I'm
testosterone
not sure what
back
is,
in the top.
But we'll be calling and letting them know.
Good job. I guess it could be a girl.
It could be either way. I don't know. It's with a Y, so.
Anything else happened? I'm sure there's stuff in Roseburg. Just drive around with top down. Weather's good, so just keep driving around until you find something.
All kinds of stuff, honestly. Lots happening in Douglas County. That's why summer is busy and things are happening.
It's good.
And stuff is crazy. Don't forget that Sundays, Umpqua Survival's closed, so go Monday through Saturday and get your name in the drawing so we can call your name sometime on a Thursday afternoon.
Please. And let me see. Let's talk a little bit about insurance.
That's
always
nuts.
Fun. Let's talk insurance. But no, you know, right now it's really chaotic in the insurance world. I'm sure everybody's hearing what's going on in California. You know, some of the big companies no longer doing business. Insurance companies are raising the rates. Some of the big companies are taking huge rate increases. And, you know, it's been sad seeing some of the people that well, it was sad and a blessing because we've really been able to help a lot of people out. But I encourage everyone to please shop your insurance if you're seeing this 20-25% rate increase that some of these companies taking. And for our folks out in the rural area that are scared because they're going to lose their policy because of somebody said they're in a wildfires area or you got a tree in your yard, take a breath. Don't believe all the hype. You know, yes, it is an issue, but you know, companies aren't just canceling everybody that's got a tree, no matter what they're saying about wildfire mapping. You know, the state came out with wildfire maps. Everyone panicked. Oh, we're going to be canceled. The insurance industry's been using wildfire maps for probably 10 years, so I'm sure our maps are way better than the government's, and we haven't, canceled very many people for that now. So just take a breath, but you know, I encourage you to shop around. Call Logan.
Here's one thing from the non property and casualty person. I have noticed that with technology, great things can happen, but also bad things can happen. And one of the things that I hear the girls catching in the office is sometimes they're changing your level of how close you are to a fire district or not a fire district. And with their upgrade, sometimes that can just automatically get changed, and you need to notify them that, why did my number change? Why did
Absolutely.
That? It shouldn't have. And that can bring your rate back down. So sometimes it's as simple as just a technology issue. And by having somebody go over that and ask you those key questions, it makes it
well, absolutely. These things are set by computers, and computers don't have any common sense. So if you're seeing a huge rate increase, call your agent and make sure that, hey, did the computer put me in a no fire district? And we see it, we catch them. I know we've seen some others from other agents that they didn't know what, the client didn't know why it was being increased. So make a phone call, give Logan a call. We can quote your insurance with, several companies. And it's been fun because we've been blessing a lot of people. So give us a call.
Phones have been busy, that's for sure. And people are listening and saying, I heard you and I need to call in. So
yep.
That's
and
good.
We've been saving people money. It's been awesome.
Well, everybody, thank you. It's been actually really fun to be back with the youngins today and with Alan today and be back on the radio and feeling healthy and feeling good. So thank you so much.
It felt like we've been gone forever. So it is such a blessing to be back.
And it was 1 week, but it felt like forever.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. But thank you so much. Thank you to Premier Insurance for sponsoring the show and Umpqua Survival for sponsoring the segment. We really appreciate it. And we will be back, like we said, with Katie from Wanda Winston and Carlos from Umpqua Survival. You guys know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
God bless.
Until next week, we're out.